school vouchers? Not likely anytime soon. I'm Zach Troutman for WGNS News. Senators Bill Ketron and Jim Tracy, along with Representatives Mike Sparks, Don White, and Joe Carr, took part in a forum hosted by the Rutherford and Murfreesboro Education Associations, held at Case and Lane Academy on Thursday night to address, among other topics, school vouchers, which Governor Bill Haslam has recently announced supporting.
I do believe that parental choice and competition is a good thing, and I'm for that. However, I am not for any type of mandated voucher bill at all, because the voucher solution is coming out of a problem that's originating in Memphis. I don't think their problems are our problems. We're solving a problem in Rutherford County that doesn't exist.
This voucher bill, just like Representative Carr says, is trying to fix areas in the state that doesn't have the education system that Rutherford County and Murfreesboro City has.
The savings that is captured through the school vouchers are reinvested in the public schools. I'm for that too. However, how do we handle those with special needs? Do they get more? How do you handle homeschooling? We just give them a voucher for $10,000 and they've got six kids, so they get $60,000. So these are questions when it comes down to dollars. That's important.
We have to look at changes. But I think that the consensus here would be that we've got a broken system and needs to be improved. I think most people would agree with that. You know, it takes a village to raise a child. So we're all in this together. When you talk about vouchers, opportunity scholarships, there's 1,000 different ways. I'm going to give you about five states that's done it. Indiana, Ohio, Florida, Washington, D.C., Louisiana, Wisconsin. I want to go see how these states have implemented it.
All of the lawmakers agreed that a proper discussion and debate of the issue will have to be saved for when the governor unveils his voucher proposal, which has yet to be made public. This is WGNS News.